I'd like to begin by thanking my old friend and colleague Peter Schramm for his leadership at the Philadelphia Society this year. And also his fine work at the Ashbrook Center. I'd also like to thank Bill Campbell for all he has done for the Philadelphia Society these many years. So let's get serious. There are two great intellectual cancers in American society, both antithetical to the principles of human freedom articulated in our Declaration of Independence and codified in our Constitution. The first, as you all know, is radical Islam. America is fighting wars in the Middle East because of it, and there have been attacks here at home because there are those among us and abroad who would replace our freedom and corruption, and replace our freedom with corruption and replace our Constitution with Islam and the despotism it engenders. It's not our place to discuss this evening, but I would be remiss to let a meeting like this of such important people pass without warning my countrymen that a time is coming when we must face the threat of Islam or lose our freedom. For that, we will need intellectual and moral clarity, such clarity the conservative movement today yet possesses. Obscuring such clarity is the second great intellectual deficiency in our nation, namely progressivism and its assault on constitutional government. We heard from leading scholars this afternoon, many of whom come out of the Claremont Institute and are part of our enterprise, about the effects of progressivism and the undermining of the principles of limited constitutional government. R.J. Pistrito called it national progressivism. Quite apt. To look at the public employee union members in Wisconsin and the thuggery they engaged in when Governor Walker tried to do the right thing has a certain brown shirt quality to it. Well, this afternoon's panel was a panel, of course, that not only Glenn Beck would love. It could have been an episode of Glenn Beck. Of course, it has been Glenn Beck who has been reading the likes of R.J. Pistrito, Matt Spaulding, and Brad Watson. They have become some of the most influential scholars in the country. I would say young scholars, because I have known them for a long time, but it turns out they're not so young anymore. We have with us tonight, to be our evening speakers, to offer an even more mature view, their teachers. Charles Kessler is no stranger to the Philadelphia Society. You know him as a professor at Claremont McKenna College, as a writer of some of the most interesting essays in modern politics, and as the editor of the Claremont Institute's flagship publication, the Claremont Review of Books. He is also at work on a book of his own. It will be a book when it is published that will make him the intellectual nemesis of one Barack, dare I say, Hussein Obama. Indeed, Barack Obama will rue the day he became president after Charles Kessler gets through chronicling. He will rue the day after Charles gets done chronicling and dismantling the political philosophy of our current president. It's a great pleasure to introduce a friend and colleague, Dr. Charles Kessler.